This is Spoken MicroWiki. Republic of Mathiopia. From MicroWiki, the Free Micronational Encyclopedia. Mathiopia, officially known as the Republic of Mathiopia, is a self-declared sovereign state, but is more commonly referred to as a micronation by external observers. Completely landlocked within Australia, it is situated 20 kilometres east north of Adelaide, South Australia, and is about 75 square metres in area. The capital city is Queenstown. The Republic of Mathiopia seceded from Australia on the 21st of April 2015. The micronation consists of undulating farmland, well covered in places with a wealth of shrubs and glorious wildflowers in season. His Royal Highness King Matthew Hubbard, a keen supporter of both the arts and conservation, has governed Mathiopia for 5 years. His town site, Queenstown, has been developed with many buildings to provide facilities for the tourists who visit every year. The nation was named after the current King of Mathiopia, King Matthew Hubbard. The English form of Matthias, which was a Greek form of the Hebrew name Matianhu, meaning gift of Yahweh, from the roots Matan, meaning gift, and Yah, referring to the Hebrew God. Matthew, also called Levi, was one of the 12 apostles. He was a tax collector and supposedly the author of the first gospel in the New Testament. He is considered a saint in many Christian traditions. The variant Matthias also occurs in the New Testament, belonging to a separate apostle. The name appears in the Old Testament as Matthiahe. As an English name, Matthew has been in use since the Middle Ages. A notable bearer was the American naval officer Matthew C. Perry, who led a delegation to Japan. A famous modern bearer is American author Matthew McConaughey. Opia is likely to be inspired by the suffix of Ethiopia. The name was auto-generated by nation states. Mathiopia, being on the continent of Australia, was previously inhabited by the indigenous population up until the late 1800s. The origin of the first humans to populate the southern continent and its nearby islands remain a mystery of conjecture and debate. It was considered on Australian soil until 2015. The previous owners of the Mathiopian land left handprints imprinted in concrete, which are conserved by the royal family. One of the artifacts was partially destroyed during renovations to the gutter system. However, to this date, two artifacts remain on view for the public. The Hubbard family moved onto Mathiopian soil in 2010, with Matthew being enrolled in a local kindergarten at the time. With limited exposure to digital media, receiving his first computer was a real turning point for his imagination. He began creating the ideals for a new nation, writing plans for infrastructure and government. He shared his views with his best friend Devlin Hall, and so appointed him to the post of king. His coronation was held on the 21st of April 2015, a joint venture with the official National Independence Day. The day bears that title to this day. The nation was first established as a kingdom, with land claims in a nearby park. Because of this difference, it is probably the result of the confusion of a republic with a king. However, other sources claim that it was probably the result of the founder's minimal knowledge of politics at such a young age. In late 2016, Devlin Hall resigned from his post as king. This left Mathiopia with no leader for approximately a month. Matthew Hubbard then decided to coronate his sister, Catalin Hubbard, as a queen. However, this was not a suitable decision, because she soon lost interest and resigned from the post. As a final resort, Matthew crowned himself as the king. This proved to be the most logical solution, as Matthew actually lived on Mathiopian soil. A classmate introduced Matthew to the online game Nation State. Nation State is a multiplayer nation simulation browser game. Matthew, with little political knowledge at the time, found that a computer game acting as a government proved to be suitable. The game would dispense hypothetical issues every 24 hours for Matthew to resolve. The nation would form depending on the outcomes of the decision. By the end of 2017, Mathiopia hypothetically had a population of 4.07 billion. Frequent executions, strict health and safety legislation, and fiercely patriotic citizens. The problem with nation states was that it didn't show the outcome of the decision before it was selected. Often, the outcomes were outrageous and violent. It turned out it wasn't the result Matthew was expecting. It was around the height of nation states Mathiopia that Matthew stumbled upon micronations. He watched a documentary about Sealand and was intrigued. He decided that it would be a suitable move to transform Mathiopia into a micronation, bringing Mathiopia one step closer to reality. Matthew started by making a website and created a Facebook page. It was then when Mathiopia formed its first diplomatic relations with other micronations. Diplomats from Gymnasium State contacted Mathiopia, seeking recognition, and soon the first treaty of diplomatic relations was formed. In March 2020, Mathiopia declared a state of emergency due to the looming danger from the COVID-19 pandemic. The borders of Queenstown were closed to people who had travelled to China, Korea, and Italy within the last 28 days. The Australian Embassy in Queenstown was closed until further notice. Safety leaflets were sent to citizens to warn them about the dangers that the virus can bring. Plans were put in place to send money to citizens in affected macronations.